Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spuller. I haven't been shy about chowing down on fresh Maryland corn this summer. Although I've been enjoying corn on the cob, I keep reminding myself that there are a lot of other ways to enjoy an ear of corn. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, if you can scrape those kernels off the cob, there's a lot you can do.
Well, and it's time to do it because we're in the middle of corn season.
Yeah, and we have all sorts of wonderful varieties to work with. I like the bicolor ones best myself. Jerry, ever make corn pudding?
Yeah, of course. How can you not down south?
I know. Corn pudding. A lot of recipes say you can use canned corn or creamed corn, and we say nonsense. Just boil up 3 or 4 ears of corn, let them cool down, then carefully scrape off the kernels. Now, for this, you're going to need about 2 cups. We're going to be preparing a custard for this dish. It's eggs, heavy cream, a pinch of salt, a little sugar, a little flour, and cornmeal. Now, you mix it all up in a bowl and pour in your corn. Top it off with a stick of melted butter, and then you mix it up again, and then you pour that into a buttered baking dish. Pop it into a preheated 350-degree oven. Go for up to an hour or until it's brown on top, golden brown. And that's it. It's so easy and so good. Corn chowder, Jared, that's a really nice thing for a cool evening.
Oh, yeah.
And to do it, we like to start with a little vegetable or chicken broth. You blend it with some half and half. Then you toss in your Maryland-grown ingredients, corn off the cob, cubed white potatoes, chunks of red pepper, and diced onions. Season it with Old Bay and a touch of cayenne, and just let it simmer on the stove. That's so easy. Jerry, from Italy, I understand there's a dish called panzanella.
Yes, it's a great sort of leftovers salad.
Yeah, well, you can do a version that involves a bread salad with corn, tomatoes, and peaches. It is a good way to use up some stale, crusty bread. You cut the bread into cubes, then assemble your grilled corn kernels, cut up cherry tomatoes, peach wedges, onions, and chickpeas. You season it with salt and pepper and toss it with simple oil and vinegar dressing, maybe a little lime juice, and you serve it lightly chilled for added refreshment. Jerry, we thank the Italian people for this great idea.
Good.
Now, one delightful dish is something I know that you make it, Jerry, and that's corn fritters.
Yes, frying up those little guys is awesome.
It is. Essentially, these are smallish pancakes loaded with corn kernels, and it involves making a batter with flour, sugar, eggs, and cream with a touch of salt and baking powder. Now, you'll need the kernels of 3 ears of corn to pull this off. Just mix up the batter, add the corn, and then pan fry in batches of 2 or 3 the same way you do pancakes. You can go savory and top it off with sour cream and chives, or you can go sweet with maple syrup and preserves. It's a year-round favorite. And finally, let's think of something to do with all those bell peppers out there.
Of course.
I like the red ones for the color. What you're going to do is cut them in half, scoop out the seeds, and pre-bake them for about 10 minutes. And then you're going to make a stuffing. And this will be a mixture of grilled corn on the cob, black beans, diced red onions, cooked rice, cilantro, and stuff like that. You stuff the peppers and you cover it with grated cheese, and bang, it goes into the oven and it's so easy. I'm Al Spuller.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.